That's the beginning of a very beautiful piece by Edvard Grieg, the Norwegian composer, composed about 1890, and it's called Nocturne. The name Nocturne, or the title, I think evokes, of course, things of the night, but also it's probably Grieg's homage to Frédéric Chopin, who, after all, wrote the most famous set of nocturnes way back in the early part of the 19th century. Now, this piece, Grieg's Nocturne, it's funny, it starts with very tentative, almost no melody at all. Its accompaniment here. And the melody just has two notes. And then it's almost as if it can't bring itself to say any more. And then a little bit later it goes. Very tentative and very shy. Part of this tentative quality is the fact that this rhythm and the accompaniment is stopped in the middle with these what are called ties. So the downbeat is tied over, it's not restruck. Another aspect that gives it its sort of tentative and sort of almost floaty quality is the fact that the left hand is in this kind of triple meter, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. But the right hand is in a duple meter. So very slowly shifting harmonies create this mood of reflection. Now, about halfway through the piece, there's a middle section, a contrasting area, in which suddenly we hear this. And then again, a little higher. Does that sound like a bird to you? It does to me. And since this is a nocturne, it's a night bird. It's probably a nightingale. In fact, it might be a musical depiction of an actual bird that Grieg might have heard one evening. And maybe that nightingale reminds Grieg of something from his past because suddenly the music becomes much more agitated and excited. As if that nightingale recalls a long-lost love of Grieg, who knows? What beautiful harmonies those are. They're just so luminous. He gets that luminosity by adding all sorts of extra notes to the chords. Almost impressionistic. Well, after all that excitement, we return back to the opening. And our nightingale makes an appearance once more at the very end. And so on. And finally, at the very end, instead of the traditional cadence, or perhaps instead, we have C major going to E minor, and then back. Very personal use of the harmonic language of the end of the 19th century. Edvard Grieg's beautiful Nocturne for piano from 1890.